It's Coast 93.1, 750. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Good morning, Blake and Eva show. Who knows the pickiest eater around? I do.
Really? You think I am?
You're one of them. You're definitely one of them. And by picky, for you, it's just you're particular about so many odd things that just don't make sense. Like, you like chicken, but...
Well, I like it, like, beyond recognition, like in little teeny hidden things. You know, like a chicken salad. Like, you can't really tell what it is, so I can tell myself it's soy protein.
Yeah, because that sounds good.
Well, it just...
You're the only person I know who wants chicken to be disguised as tofu.
Mm.
Normally, it's the opposite.
Yeah,
tofu is described as it's almost like meat,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
79 Coast, 792-6278. Who is the pickiest grown-up eater that you know? Obviously, kids are picky. We got a message on our Facebook page. Mine will not eat carrots unless they're cooked and they have to be cut into circles.
Wow.
Yeah, when you're a kid, like, that makes sense. Then we heard from Opal, who's got a best friend who will not eat cheese, hates Chinese food. Who hates Chinese food?
Right.
Steak, anything that's not on a kid's menu. He eats like a four-year-old.
See, I could be I could be on a kid's menu and be so happy. It's hot dogs, hamburgers, grilled cheese, pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, but and chicken nuggets. What about chicken nuggets?
Yeah, no chicken nuggets.
That doesn't even look like chicken.
Yeah, no.
It's just a little battered fried ball.
Chicken nuggets, chicken tenders. I don't think I've ever ordered that stuff in my life.
You won't even eat that. That's
Mm-mm.
crazy.
Mm-mm.
And then mushrooms, I know. A lot of people have a thing against mushrooms.
It's a texture thing. I won't eat scallops, but I love shrimp and lobster.
That makes no sense.
Certain fishes, I'll
scallops
never eat
are
cod.
A way more pleasant texture than fish than shrimp or lobster. Shrimp or lobster can be kind of chewy. Scallops are tender.
They're
slice right through.
Yeah, I could try it again. I'll try it again. Oysters, no. Clams, no. What's the other thing? Mussels, no.
Well,
but I do like the garlic butter stuff that's left behind to dip my bread in.
That's a good deal. I'll get the mussels, and you can have what's
left. Oh, my God, we're a match.
You could have my leftover juice.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Hey, Coast, good morning. Who's the pickiest eater you know?
My daughter, Mackenzie, is the worst. She will go to restaurants and eat chicken tenders and mac and cheese.
Well, but how old? That's not real. We're talking about adults. How old is she?
Okay, she's 16.
She's 16 and she's still that picky?
She's 16. She will not eat the chicken fresh that I make and bake or cook, but she'll eat chicken McNuggets and chicken tenders.
Yeah.
She'll go to restaurants, she'll get a side of mashed potatoes and plain spaghetti with butter.
Oh, I like her.
That
I
sounds
that
like
too.
Eva. Oh, my God.
I know. I love spaghetti and butter.
You sure you're her mother?
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Funny.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. 79 Coast. Wow. I assume she was like 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
She's like, no, she's
right.
16. And they say it's in your DNA. They say
really?
There's a specific gene that may cause you to be more sensitive to the taste of broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and other bitter-tasting vegetables.
Hmm.
So this doesn't necessarily excuse what you think of chicken. But it says certain vegetables, certain foods could have to do with your DNA.
For me, it's a texture and also a smell. Like, I don't care how much money you give me, I'm not eating corned beef and cabbage ever.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Really?
Oh.
That smell makes me gag.
Corned beef hash with breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, some potatoes and onions chopped in there.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
So good. With poached eggs, you probably don't like runny eggs either.
No, I need my eggs cooked firm, baby.
High Coast, picky eater. Who is it?
A family friend at his sister's wedding had to have a special dinner made of fish sticks and pizza.
Oh, my God. And
oh
he's an
God.
Adult.
An adult, yes.
Fish sticks and pizza at a wedding.
And at the rehearsal dinner, they had, like, a pasta buffet, which is, like, anyone could eat that.
Yeah, hello.
But they also had cheese pizza delivered specially for him.
Just for him. Wow.
I'm back to the fish sticks, though. And I always get the high-end ones because now I'm worried about what kind of fish goes into the cheapo ones. But as a kid, I didn't care.
Getting high-end fish sticks is not a thing. It's still some fish battered and frozen. There's no such thing as a high-end fish stick. That's like saying a cheap Rolls Royce.
Well, I guess you could buy brand name fish sticks. That's better.
Oh, God,
oh, she would never buy generic.
No. You know, Gorton's. Oh, isn't it Gorton's?
Well, that's the old one.
Old ones, yeah.
That's
Oh my God.
Around the same era as like TV dinners and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, you can tell how old I am, but I don't care. That was my favorite. Oh, with tater tots. Guess what I'm having for dinner?
Oh, I gotta remind me to tell you about a tater tot thing.
Story?
No, I have a friend who has a tater tot recipe that you're gonna love.
Oh.
You're gonna,
well, I'm not gonna make it.
I know that.
So
I'm gonna tell you who to call to make it.
Okay.
Hi, Coast, picky eater. Who do you know?
Hi, my fiance will not eat anything white in color.
So anything
no
white?
Yogurt, yeah, no yogurt, no cottage cheese, no cream cheese, nothing like that at all. No sour cream.
See, that's odd.
See,
but then
I stocked myself out of sour cream.
But he'll eat, like, will he have mushrooms?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He'll have mushrooms. What about
vegetables? He does not eat fruit, period. None. Don't even
no
try
fruit.
Asking. Nope. No fruit.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my God. That's odd. All right. Thanks for calling. That's a weird one. I don't eat white things.
Right. I tried saying that, but then I realized I was a liar.
Right. Hi, Coast. Who's the picky eater you know?
Myself, actually.
Oh, okay. So what are the rules? Are you worse than Eva?
I'm pretty bad. I won't eat anything healthy. Like, I don't eat lettuce. I don't eat salad. And then I'm 21 years old, and I'm like strictly pizza and chicken tenders still.
Pizza and chicken tenders. You ever put chicken tenders on the pizza?
No.
Oh, the two shall not combine. Are you one of those people that if you have stuff on your plate, like they cannot touch, they got to be separate on the plate?
It really depends on what's on the plate sometimes. So, like, if I, like, got ketchup and, like, fries, touch it before I'm ready, like, I won't eat that fry.
Oh,
if the ketchup has prematurely touched the fry.
Yeah, you got to wait until you dip it, or it's just not the same.
It's just not the same. Changes the whole flavor profile. What's your name?
My name's Alex.
All right, Alex.
Oh
thanks
God,
for calling.
Right?
Yeah,
no, that fry's already been ketchup.
Yep.
That fry is toast.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
That one little fry just sits there uneaten.
So I have my friend I was at dinner with last night. He was telling me we were talking about cooking for friends and stuff, and he was telling me he's got a tater pot pie recipe where it's chicken pot pie, like the filling of a chicken pot pie.
Right.
Except instead of crust, it's layered tater tots.
Oh, man.
And you bake it all together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just get rid of the chicken and it's all mine.
It is a chicken pot pie, but yeah, see what I mean?